Aren't we past all the evasions now? He reminded me softly. I looked away from his face for the first time, trying to find words. I happened to notice the speedometer. Holy crow, I shouted. Slow down! What's wrong? He was startled, but the car didn't decelerate. You're going 100 miles an hour, I was still shouting. I shot a panicky glance out the window, but it was too dark to see much. The road was only visible in a long patch of bluish brightness from the headlights. The forest along both sides of the road was like a black wall, as hard as a wall of steel if we veered off the road at this speed. Relax, Bella. He rolled his eyes, still not slowing. Are you trying to kill us? I demanded. We're not going to crash. I tried to modulate my voice. Why are you in such a hurry? I always drive like this. He turned to smile crookedly at me. Keep your eyes on the road! I've never been in an accident, Bella. I've never even gotten a ticket. He grinned and tapped his forehead. Built-in radar detector. Very funny, I fumed. Charlie's a cop, remember? I was raised to abide by traffic laws. Besides, if you turn us into a Volvo pretzel around a tree trunk, you can probably just walk away. Probably, he agreed with a short, hard laugh. But you can't. He sighed, and I watched with relief as the needle gradually drifted toward 80. Happy? Almost. I hate driving slow, he muttered.